God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide us on the path of life is from the gospel lesson. I'm going to reread from another version of the scriptures as Jesus is in discussion with his disciples. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed that very hour. Persistence. She persisted in a way that the disciples were confused. They were bewildered. They were wondering what was going on. They didn't like this Canaanite woman being there, because that's a relationship that Jews and Canaanites didn't get along with each other. But yet, Jesus just sat there and had the woman continue persisting. So what does persistence mean? Persistence means different things to different people. I remember back when I played Babe Ruth baseball. Now that going back a lot of years, okay? When I was on a team, Babe Ruth baseball was ages, I think, at that time, 13 to 15. And I was playing first base. And a little accident befell me, and I had broken my left hand. So I couldn't play. So Billy took my place. Now, Billy wasn't a very gifted child. Hello? He often was said that he had two left feet. Billy couldn't catch a baseball. But yet, he was on the team and he was playing first base. You see, Billy was the son of one of the assistant coaches. His dad wanted him to play baseball. Billy didn't really want to play baseball. He gave it all he had. If he struck out, he tried again and again and again. If he did connect with the ball, it only went to the pitcher. But Billy would just run his heart out. You see, Billy had something that other kids on that team didn't have. He had persistence. He had faith. He had knowledge that he was going to do good and the team was going to win. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about how well your life has gone. Some days it's really up there and it's really good and you're so proud and you're happy and you're full of sunshine and joy and everything else. And then the next day, you're down, you're out. One day, you've got all your health. The next day, you don't. Back in 2016, I was mowing grass at our cabin that we owned at the time in Monaga, Minnesota. And all of a sudden, I had things pop up on my head. I couldn't figure out what they were. But since I had my cap down and we had lots of mosquitoes that year, I attributed it to these force bumps. And they were itching terribly and just horrible. And so during the weekend, I kept itching them and they kept bothering me. And then all of a sudden, the itching went down into my eye, And I almost felt like I had to rip that eye out because it was itching so bad. I went to the doctor. The doctor misdiagnosed it as insect bites. 2 days later, I went and saw the eye doctor, and he diagnosed shingles. Now that was back in 2016. We're now in 2023. I still have post-shingle neuropathy. Bothers me to no end. Before, my health was pretty good. Oh yes, I took pills and all of that. But from that point on, it's been terrible. I itch my head, my wife tells me to stop it, but I can't control it. And then it goes through the nerves, and it's just terrible. See, some days our faith is very good. And come what may, whether it's a tragedy that happens in our family, a sickness, or a death, our faith crumbles. Our lights crumble. We can't make it. We can't make it without the Lord Jesus Christ. So we come to Him, and we beg Him to be in our lives, and sometimes He just doesn't answer our prayers. You see, our Lord does answer our prayers, but He tells us that He'll answer our prayers, yes, no, maybe. Wait. And He's doing that so that we would be persistent in our faith. And you see, this is what happened with the woman. The woman, the Canaanite woman, she heard that Jesus was there. And she had heard Jesus was the healer. He would place His hands on people and heal them. I'm going to go there, she says. I'm going to beg Him because my daughter is beside herself. She's got this demon in her and it won't leave her no matter what we do and how we act. And she goes there and Jesus isn't paying any attention to her whatsoever. So she gets pretty irate. She gets pretty mad and angry. We would use another word, but I'm not going to use that word. We would just, it was terrible. And yet, she persisted. She didn't leave. She didn't go away. She persisted with her faith. Jesus will hear me. And finally, He does. And He says, great is your faith. Your daughter is healed. What a time. What a time that our Lord would heal that daughter remotely. That's the power of Jesus. Jesus has that power to heal our stricken bodies, to take away our sin, the sin that we have committed in thought, word, and deed. What a gracious Lord. And this Lord comes to us who believe to give us His strength, to tell us His presence. He says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So He's with us, no matter what happens. Oh, some days are good. Some days are filled with no pain whatsoever, because I take those pills, and I watch myself, and I don't itch my head. Especially in the presence of my wife. I do it secretly. But there are some days that everything is good. There are some days that pain is persisting. And so I know I go out in prayer. I have a special place in prayer. And that place is walking. I like to walk. I like to hear the birds chirp. And I pray. And in that prayer, God sustains me and strengthens me, as He will strengthen you as well. Because we seek the Lord. We seek His presence. We seek His strength. We seek His joy. We had a baptism this morning. A wonderful joy of the Lord bringing looks into his kingdom. Is Lux going to have a life of joy? Sure he is. He's got parents that love him. He's got a family here that loves him. Will help him. Will Lux have problems? Yeah, he will. Because we're all sinful. Even Lux is sinful. But the great news is that Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross to give us everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. Persistence. Persistence in our faith. God wants us to come every time in prayer. There's another baseball story that's about persistence. In 1995, when both of my sons, Andrew was 13, Paul was 15, they were in the senior league, youth league baseball together on the same team. So Dad thought, I'm going to coach. I'm going to be their coach. This gives me a prime opportunity because this is the only opportunity that I can coach both of my sons together. I've coached one or the other through the years, so I knew about coaching baseball. So I told the league officials that I would coach. First day of practice, I knew that I was in for a very difficult time and I had to persist in a way that I wasn't used to. You see, they gave me every head case they could possibly find. They gave me a catcher who, yes, was good, but there were two catchers on the team, and if he wasn't catching, he took his baseball mitt home and went home. He didn't have anything to do with this. They gave me a third baseman who liked to swing his bat at the ball, but every time he missed, he swore. One game, the ump came over to me and he said, "Coach, you gotta tell your guy not to swear." I said, "You're the umpire, throw him off." It was persistence. And I'm going, "Lord, why?" You wonder. Well, then they gave me a pitcher who was good in Little League, but senior league mound was about 6 to 10 feet back. He couldn't get it over the plate. One game, he bounced the ball in front of the plate. He filled the bases. And he was looking at me like, "Take me out, take me out." I walked up home and I says, "No, I'm not taking you out. You're going to pitch." He pitched and he got him out. And you see, with persistence, these kids came together and they won the city championship. It was great. It gives us an illustration about how our lives are when things go wrong. And when things go right, we're persistent in our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because we know that he will lift us up. We know that he will strengthen us. We know that he will help us. And may God help you this day. May God look over your family this day to strengthen Lux in his Christian life. And as you strengthen his parents as well. And his other son, that's roaming the hallway. May God be with you in Jesus Christ's holy and gracious name. Amen.